Hello, this is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Family First Care. How are you?
Hi, good.
Do you have a 5 minutes of your time so I can speak to you in regards to one of your humans?
Yes, there's no problem.
Okay, so Ms. Marcia Stroman.
Yes.
So the aide that's there today, the caregiver, she has a bit of concern. She thinks she may have like a UTI which is causing her like an altered mental status. Because she said that there is like blood in her urine, and she thinks there's like holes in the wall where people are watching her, and she's just like angry and cursing out everybody.
She always says that, yeah. Oh. Yeah. So yeah, Ms. Stroman,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's a special one.
So yeah. We didn't know if it was something that's going on, so we didn't know. The aide said that if you want, we can provide you with her phone number so she can give you more info. But I don't know if she should be seen by a doctor or if you can give her a call or an assessment. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just seen her like a few months ago, and then I know she also wanted to switch agencies. I think it was either last week or this week, so I don't know if I called you guys to give you an end date, but I don't know. I haven't heard from her. You know, she's just like, because she was frustrated last week. I think somebody was supposed to come, I think, last Wednesday, and nobody never came. Nobody called her. And everybody said that, you know, they was working on it or whatever, so she was irritated. So I think that her, I don't even know what's going on with her right now.
Yeah,
because
then
did somebody come out on your end?
Yeah, she has an Ava that she apparently likes, and then she forgot who she was. But the aide, I mean, they seem to be okay. Like, there hasn't been any issues with the specific aide, but then the aide is a bit concerned with her health, meaning that she thinks that something's wrong with Ms. Marcia.
Right. Because I know that I'll put in for a switch for her, but I know that also she's like upset all the time. But as far as her health, if it's a way to get her out to the hospital or to the doctors, then that would be best. But if she might not want to be forced to do that. But
yeah.
I mean, that would be the best action to do, to go to the hospital, especially if she has like a UTI or is blood in her urine. You know, she don't want to continue on with that. So she probably really actually should go to the hospital. But you know, that's still up to Ms. Stroman if she wants to do that, but that's what I would suggest.
Got it. I'm just trying to see how they can go about this, because I don't know if she feels like we tell her, hey, you have blood in your urine, and then I don't know how she'll feel if you know that, then she'll be like, how do you know?
Yeah, that sounds like her.
And then that was another problem. Let me...
Because I don't know how long it's been going on either, because, you know, since I'm on this side, so I really don't know, but that's concern. That'll be another concern, because it's just like now you're just bleeding and you don't know why. And, yeah.
Let me see. I don't even know. I'm trying to, like,
how do you get her even out the house to even consider going to the hospital, unless you just say, like, hey, you know, Ms. Stroman, you're bleeding, and that's a concern. You should try to go to the hospital. And then it's like, then somebody can just call, like, the ambulance for her or something like that type of thing.
Okay, so let me have them reach out to the aide, because I don't think she's there right now, but maybe tomorrow they can have that conversation and let's see what happens from then.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All right, and then just let me know what they say.
Okay, will do.
All right, thank
you. I appreciate it. No problem.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.